Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Eugene Lindsay. Did you
Hi,
call
Eugene.
Me?
Yes, Eugene. Thank you for picking up. I just wanted to follow up on your case. I know that we tried reaching out to the county, but that was unsuccessful. Would you have time maybe to try calling into the broker to see where your case is holding?
Can you transfer me over? Oh, no.
No, we're going to do it together.
So
is that
how?
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold tight.
Are you calling for the first time, or do you have a friend?
Hi, so this is Shira calling from Family First Care, LLC. I have on the line Eugene Lindsay. We're checking today to check the status of his case.
Okay.
There's a lot of noise.
Can we ask the date of birth?
One second. Lindsay, there's a lot of noise in your background. If you can just please monitor that.
And the applicant's date of birth?
4-10-1970.
All right. And the caller, you said your name is Shira?
Yeah.
All right. And whomever, can you verify the home address?
534 North 10th Street, second floor rear. Reading, Pennsylvania, 19604.
All right, and please note that we will not speak to anyone about the application without your written or verbal permission, excuse me. How can I help you?
So we're looking to check the status of his case.
All right, so it looks like it's showing closed pending the financials being received by the County Assistance Office.
So that means that they're pending his financials, or the case was closed for good? What does closed mean?
It's closed. The application is closed due to the County Assistance Office stating they have not received the financials. So until the financials are provided, the application will be closed.
Understood. Let me just look at the notes here. Bear with me one second. So I think he had someone come pick it up from you guys on the 21st.
It was a no-show.
It looks like financials were turned in on the 22nd. Let me just see here.
Okay.
Just bear with me one second. Okay. Do you see what financial information is needed? Do you see anything in the imaging?
One second. All right, so what's this? Okay, so I see that they received documentation on January 20th. Well, they uploaded documentation January 23rd in their system.
Okay. I'm confused. I thought you said there was no paperwork.
Who said there was no paperwork? I told you that the application closed due to the county assistance office not receiving the financial documents. The application closed back on December the 2nd. The documentation was not received in their system until January the 23rd.
So now it's reopened?
It's not reopened until the county assistance office reopens it.
Uh-huh. So what documentation was submitted? What do you see there?
Bank statements.
Okay, and as for what they requested, was there anything else needed for Lindsay?
The applicant would have needed to provide any assets sold, cash closed or transferred, or anything loaned or given away since October of 2020, and the tax returns since 2020.
Tax returns?
Correct.
And would you say loans and stuff like that? Can you explain a little bit more for clarity?
I don't have the specifications. I'm reading exactly what the letter says. Verify all assets sold, cashed, closed, transferred, given away, or loaned. So any assets that the applicant gave away, loaned, transferred.
Eugene, does that...
You have to show verification of that.
Eugene, do you have verification?
I don't have verification of nothing because I haven't worked since 2000.
But have you put out any loans or anything like that?
No, I haven't put out no loans. That wasn't specified to her when she called me. And I don't have no assets as in burial plots or nothing like that. I'm tired of telling them.
Right. Okay. Fine. Okay.
There's no cars. I don't have no car in my name. Nothing.
You have none of that. And you said tax returns from 2020?
Because I don't have
since
any tax
2020.
Returns.
I'm sorry.
Not from 2020.
Yeah. You
yeah, but
I'm sorry. 1 second, Eugene. Ma'am, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat that?
It's since 2020, so the 5 years worth of tax returns.
Since 2020. Eugene, do you have tax returns from 2020 to present?
I stopped working in 2017.
So you have no, you didn't file any taxes from 2020?
No, because I haven't worked.
Okay, fine. So tax returns, no loans. You said no loans. What else was it? Ma'am, they wanted explanation of any loans or what else?
Any assets.
Assets, okay.
No assets I have.
Okay, so no loans.
Or TV in my living room.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anything else there that you see?
No. They're asking for the 5 years worth of bank statements, but the applicant...
I think he submitted that, so I'm not...
Yeah, because they asked me for 2 months of 1 year, 2 months of another year, and 2 months in another year, and then two years in a row. So I sent all that.
Do you see an explanation for anything over 500? It should have been submitted with the financial statements.
No.
Okay, no explanation. Got it. All right. Eugene, any questions on your end?
No, because I'm just waiting.
Okay. Ma'am, thank you so much for your assistance.
No problem, and if that is everything, I do need to ask if you're interested in the survey.
Not today.
All right. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have those bank statements?
Well, I have them on my phone.
Can you email them to me?
Yeah, I can email them to you, but it has to be a little bit later on because I'm going on an appointment right now.
Okay,
I just called you because you called me.
Thank you. I'm going to email you I'm going to text you my email. How about that? And
okay.
If you can get back to me as soon as you can, that would be great. Okay?
Because I've been doing everything right. I don't know.
I know. I think I know what we're going to do now. I know a little bit. I have more clarity on your case now. I'm going to discuss it with you when you have a minute, okay? So give me a call back when you can continue to discuss this, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.